From Spark and Anvil and Stone Song, this is Sparring Tiger in Chapter 1 of the Stone Song cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. On a board the size of a small window, the game was almost decided, and Sparring Tiger was doing nothing at all. She sat low and still, one soft striped paw resting near the edge of the board, watching. Her friend, Patient Bamboo, had grown a wall of stones down the left side, slow and calm. Hungry Crane had snapped up 3 stones earlier and looked pleased about it. Master Snail had placed each of his stones like he was setting down something breakable. And across from them, their opponent was spreading a wide, hopeful framework across the whole center of the board. The younger cub beside her fidgeted. "Aren't you going to do something? Everyone else already moved." "I'm waiting," Sparring Tiger said, not the same as doing nothing. Then her paw came down, one stone, deep inside the opponent's center, right where it looked most foolish to go. A single tiger dropped into the middle of someone else's plan. The cub gasped. "They'll surround it. It'll die." "Maybe," Sparring Tiger said, "but watch what it cost them." The opponent scrambled to defend, spending move after careful move to trap the lone stone. And while they were busy looking inward, Sparring Tiger's friends calmly built along the outside, stone, 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 turning the edges into territory. "There," she said when the count finally tipped their way. "The tiger leaps when the moment is right."
Sparring Tiger had not always known when the moment was right. When she was small, she leapt at everything. She was quick and strong, and it felt good to pounce, to be the one who acted first, who made things happen. So she attacked early, every game, whether the moment fit or not. And she lost, over and over, in ways she couldn't understand. One evening, she flipped the board off the table in frustration, stones scattered. "I'm the strongest," she said, her voice cracking. "I hit hardest. Why do I keep losing?" An old teacher gathered the stones without a word, then held one out to her on a flat paw. "You have a great deal of force," the teacher said gently. "That isn't your problem. Your problem is when. You leap because it feels brave, but bravery that comes too soon isn't strength. It's just noise." The teacher set the stone down, unhurried. "Force is a tool. Misplaced, it ruins you. Placed at the right moment, it decides everything. The whole trick is the waiting." Sparring Tiger's ears went hot. She didn't want to hear it. But that night, lying awake, she felt the truth of it settle in her, a strange, calming weight. It wasn't that her strength was wrong. It was that she'd been spending it wrong, hurling it out the second she felt it, like she was afraid it would go stale. For the first time, she let a moment go by without pouncing, and nothing bad happened. The strength was still there, patient, coiled, waiting for a moment that actually deserved it.
She came to Stone Song when she was 12, because she'd heard it was a place that studied the game of when. Stone, the mentor, met her at the door. He didn't ask her to prove how hard she could hit. He set a board between them, half played, and pointed to a tangle in one corner. "Your opponent is strong here," he said. "What do you do?" Sparring Tiger looked for a long time. The old her would have already leapt. Instead, she waited, reading the shape, until she felt the moment click into place, like a held breath finally let go. "Not here," she said. "Here it would only die and give them what they want." Her paw moved to the far side of the board. "But here, if I strike now, they can't answer without losing the corner. The moment's real." So the tiger leaps. She placed the stone. Stone studied the board, then studied her. "Most players your age lead with their strength," he said. "You lead with your timing. You held the leap until it fit." He nodded slowly. "You belong here."
A boy came to her workshop one afternoon,
scowling, a losing game half finished in front of him. "I attacked," he said. "I attacked everywhere, and I still lost. I did everything you're supposed to do. I was aggressive, I fought, I never backed down." He shoved the board an inch. "Being strong doesn't even work." Sparring Tiger knew that scowl. She'd worn it, years ago, right before an old teacher handed her a single stone. "Show me your first attack," she said. He pointed. She winced, kindly. The moment wasn't there yet. Your opponent was thin. One more slow move and they'd have been begging you to strike. You leapt before they were ready to be caught. "So I should have been patient?" "Then, not always." She reset a few stones. "Watch. Patient bamboo would have grown quietly here, and she'd have been right. Master Snail would have placed one careful stone and waited, also right. But now, this moment," she tapped a spot where the opponent's stones had grown overstretched. "Now they're weak. Now the leap works. Same tiger, same force, different moment." The boy set his stone where she pointed. Across the board, the position simply broke. His opponent had no clean answer. "Whoa," he breathed. "It just folded." "Force creates clarity," she said, "at the right moment. Patience isn't the opposite of strength. It's how you aim it." She smiled. "You weren't too aggressive. You were too early. Those aren't the same thing at all."
Later, packing up, the boy paused. "How do you know?" he asked, quieter now. "Which moment is the one?" Sparring Tiger thought about the flipped board, the scattered stones, the single one held out to her on a flat paw. "You feel it," she said. "There's a game before the leap where everything is loud and itchy and you just want to move, and that's the moment you don't. And then if you wait, there's a different feeling. Quiet, steady, like the whole board goes still and points at one place and your paw already knows." She looked toward the window. "Bamboo grows slow. Crane captures quick. Snail thinks it over. I leap. Not one of us is right every move. The board has moments for each. The whole craft is learning to feel which moment you're in." The boy nodded, and she watched the frustration ease off his shoulders, the same slow way, years ago, hers had. She didn't say the last part out loud. She only felt it. Warm and certain and completely calm. The strength was never the hard part. The hard part was trusting myself to wait for it and knowing in my own quiet chest when the waiting was done.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sparring Tiger. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.